So, good morning and welcome to this 7 a.m. meditation session, at least here in California. And for those of you who are in other time zones, welcome also. And I want to read you a short quote from the teachings of the Buddha about mindfulness of breathing. And the Buddha says, "Mindfulness of breathing, when developed and repeatedly practiced, is of great fruit, of great benefit. Mindfulness of breathing, when developed and repeatedly practiced, perfects the four foundations of mindfulness." Mindfulness of breathing, when developed and repeatedly practiced, brings clear vision and liberation. And I like this for a number of reasons, this quote, but one is that it reminds me that 2,500 years ago, the Buddha meditated on his breathing. And when I sit down to meditate and feel the different sensations in the body associated with breathing, I feel a kind of closeness to the Buddha, a closeness to all the people who are practicing mindfulness of breathing, because a high percentage of the sensations that I feel in my chest, in my diaphragm, my belly, in my nose, the sensations themselves are probably very similar to what the Buddha felt or what other meditators down through the centuries have felt. It reminds me of the value of an intimacy with my experience of breathing. And breathing has many, mindfulness of breathing has many functions. And one of the simplest ones that doesn't require much continuity with mindfulness of breathing is mindfulness of breathing is a touchstone. That a moment of really just acknowledging, recognizing, feeling ourselves breathing is a moment that we've stepped out of the currents of our distracted thinking, discursive thinking. And that doesn't necessarily require us to then stay with the breath or develop our concentration in the breathing. But to do that repeatedly, to step out of those currents of our thinking, to for a moment let go of the energy that goes into distracted thoughts, is such a powerful thing to do. And to do it repeatedly begins to quiet that energy, quiet the gravitational force towards distracted thoughts or the habit of distracted thoughts. And for those of you who might find it difficult to do mindfulness of breathing, maybe this is just using it as a touchstone to, for a moment, to step away from your thoughts. It will just be powerful in itself. So an intimacy with your breathing. So taking a meditative posture and taking some care with the posture you have. I like to think of the meditative posture as allowing the body to be your temple, your sacred ground. And you want to take some care to find a posture that expresses your capacity for attention, careful attention, loving attention, kind attention. And so being careful with your posture. And then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. This big inhale is a way of stretching, massaging your torso, your chest. Deep in-breaths are a reminder that here is the place, the temple, the location for the practice today. And then maybe a gentle and long exhale is a relaxation into this place, into this body, a settling. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And with a normal breath also, feeling the inhale as a connecting movement, connecting with your body. And the exhale as a settling, relaxing. Breathing in and breathing out. And also at the beginning of a meditation to take some time to relax and to settle into the body. Some of you might prefer the language of relaxing, some settling, some softening of the body, perhaps beginning with the muscles of the face, maybe around the eyes and the forehead first. As you exhale, relax and soften. Perhaps the muscles around your cheeks and jaws, and allowing those muscles to, as you exhale, to fall away from the skull. Relax and settle in. And bringing the attention to the shoulders. Feeling what's there. And then as you exhale, to relax, settle the shoulders. Release the shoulders. And it might be possible to also soften and relax the belly. Or maybe as you exhale, to allow the weight of the belly to settle deeper into the pelvic cavity. Perhaps you can soften and relax the tops of your thighs. Relaxing your whole legs. And then perhaps, as you exhale, there can be a global relaxation of the whole body. And as you do so, to settle into the experience of the body breathing. Almost as if the whole body comes home to breathing in and breathing out. big part of mindfulness of the body is just letting your breathing breathe itself. Doesn't matter if you control your breath or if you don't control it, but let it be itself. And the idea is, rather than doing something with the breathing, is to get to know it better. Just recognize, hang out with it. Accompany your breathing as you would accompany a friend. And as you would listen to maybe a friend who needs a listening ear, notice the qualities and characteristics of your breathing. Is the breathing long or short? Either is fine. Just notice. Is the breathing shallow or deep? Is the breathing slow or fast? Either is fine. The idea is just notice how it is. Noticing the movements of the body as you breathe. Feeling the rhythm and alteration of the different movements as you breathe. Maybe as you inhale, to feel growing pressure or tautness. Then as you exhale, the release of the pressure, the release of the tautness. Sensations of pulling, lifting. Falling, releasing. Perhaps feelings of expansion as you inhale and contraction as you exhale. Maybe there's some sensations of resistance or holding back as you breathe in, or feelings of flow and ease in the breathing. It's all okay. All these different sensations with breathing. Do in a relaxed way, just be aware of it, as if you're watching a river flow by. Sitting on the creek, watching your breathing come and go, the flow of the rhythm. All the different sensations of breathing are like the ripples on top of the river. if you find yourself drifting off in discursive thought, perhaps every time you exhale, to let go, relax the thinking mind. Let go, and let go into the experience of breathing. And in this way, having an intimacy with breathing, in a certain way, an intimacy with the Buddha himself, or with Patachara herself, as they did their mindfulness of breathing. As we come to the end of this sitting, what we can learn so much from intimacy with breathing. It's almost like there's universes to be discovered over the years in which we practice with breathing. But as we get more and more familiar with our breathing and the preciousness of breath, the value of breathing, it also helps us to appreciate others, the circumstances of other people's lives, especially in this time, that starting in February and March, we learn that people who have COVID-19 sometimes have trouble breathing. And maybe they took breathing for granted until they had trouble. And our connection to our breathing can give us empathy and understanding, perhaps, and compassion for the struggles of others to breathe. We have the powerful, painful event of George Floyd saying, "I can't breathe. An experience of other black men as well who have died. And here in California and Colorado and different places, the country, the problems of breathing with the smoke from all the fires. And perhaps this closeness and practice of breathing that we do can help us have greater care and love, even love or compassion and empathy and concern for others, and deeper understanding of how precious it is to breathe and the challenges of not breathing. And may it be that this practice that we do inspires us to help all beings have an easeful breath and all that an easeful breath represents. Peaceful breathing, to be able to breathe in a contented way, and to be able to feel at home in the body breathing, trusting, deep trust in this process of being attentive. And may it be that we are inspired from our practice to work for the health and welfare and benefit of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.